So let's review. The Gemara introduces a discussion regarding kaimtzin mikli shagabe karka, whether the kaimtz can be separated from a mecha that is in a kli that's on the ground. And mekachin mikli shagabe karka, whether a kli on the ground can accomplish kiddush for the mincha and kaimtz. And if we assume in kaimtzin ve'in mekachin mikli shagabe karka, then hutzruchasa gimel kahanim, three kahanim would be required for the avodah. One kohen holds the original kli with the mincha, a second kohen holds the second kli that is empty, and the third kohen separates the kohen from the original kli and puts it into the second kli. Because as Rashi explains, kohen echad einu yochel lagbiya shnei kelim dein avoyde b'smoil. One kohen cannot hold the two kelim in his two hands because avoyde may not be performed with the left hand. And the Gemara cites proof to kaimtzin mekli shagabe karka from a later Mishnah that describes the procedure of replacing the lechem upon them on the shulchan every Shabbos as follows. Four kahanim would enter the heichal for sidur lechem ubezichem. Two kahanim each held six loaves, and two kahanim each held one spoon of levaina to place on the shulchan. Another four kahanim preceded them for silik lechem ubezichem. Two kahanim to each remove six loaves, and two kahanim to each remove one spoon of levaina from the shulchan. Now, the bezichin are associated with the lechem like a kaimitz with the shiori ha-mincha. As Rashi writes, u'bezichin matirnes al-lechem, ke-kaimitz ha-matres ha-mincha, de-kaimitz mikri azkara, u'bezichin nami mikri azkara. The haktaras ha-levainu permits the lechem upon to be eaten by the kahanim, as the haktaras ha-kaimitz permits the shiori mincha to be eaten by the kahanim, because the Torah refers to both as an azkara, a remembrance before Hashem. Therefore, the sidur on the shulchan corresponds to one who puts the mincha into the original kli sharis, and the silik from the shulchan corresponds to a kohen who separates the kaimitz from a mincha. And ve'ilu magbias al shulchan loiketani. Since the Mishnah does not require a ninth kohen to lift the shulchan during silik bezichan, this proves that kaimitzin mikli shagabe karka shma mina. And as Rava said, pshitali, I'm certain about the following two halachas. Kaimitz mikli shagabe karka shekemetzina besilik bezichan. The kemitzah can be done from a kli on the ground, as we find the bezichan being removed from the shulchan, which stood on the ground. And mekachin mincha bekli shalgabe karka, shekim metzina besidu bezichan, the original mincha can be placed into a kli on the ground, as we find the bezichan being placed onto the shulchan, which stood on the ground. However, I am not certain whether mekachin kemitz bekli shalgabe karka, whether the kohen can put the kemitz into a kli on the ground, because we do not find the corresponding avoda at the shulchan, as Rashi explains, because keshu mesalkon miyad maktira. After they removed the bezichan from the shulchan, they were not put into a second kli. The shnei bezichan levayna were brought directly to the mezbech achizan to be burnt. Therefore, Rabbi inquires, kiddush kaimitz mai, can the kohen put the kaimitz into a kli on the ground? Mimincha yalfin la, or midam yalfin la? Perhaps we compare kiddush kaimitz to the kiddush mincha, the original mincha, which can be done into a kli on the ground. Or we compare kiddush kaimitz to its corresponding avod of kabbalah sadam, which cannot be done into a kli on the ground. And Rabbi concludes, Ein mekachin kaimitz beklish agabe karka, because midam yalfin la. The Gemara proceeds to question Rava from his very own opinion in the case of kaimitz shenechleku b'shnei kelim. If after kemitzah the kohen separated the kaimitz into two halves and put each half into another vessel, Rav Nachma amar ein a kaddish, v'Rava amar kaddish. Rav Nachma holds the second kiddush was not accomplished and the kaimitz is pasul, while Rava holds the second kiddush was accomplished and the kaimitz is kasha. The Gemara asks, Bim Isa leilif midam, since earlier regarding kli shagabe karka, Rava compares kiddush kaimitz to kabbalah sadam, in this case too, regarding kaimitz shechalku b'shnei kelim, Rava should compare kiddush kaimitz to kabbalah sadam and hold that ain't a kaddish. As we see that kibul pachas mechdeh hazoi b'klizeh, u'pachas mechdeh hazoi b'klizeh, loy kiddush. If they first receive less than the sheer dam in each of two kelim, the kiddush was not accomplished and the dam is possible. The Gemara answers, Had be Rava mahi. Rav indeed retracted and agrees with Rav Nachman that kaimitz shecholku b'shnei kelim ain't a kaddish. The Gemara proceeds with the source for the halach of kibul pachas mechdeh hazoi b'klizeh u'pachas mechdeh hazoi b'klizeh loy kiddish. If they first receive less than the shir dam in each of two kelim, and afterward combine the two into one kli, and there is now a shir dam, the dam is pasul hazoi because the pasuk states v'tavol hakoynes etzboi b'dam v'hizam min adam. And three halachas are derived from this pasuk as follows: v'tavol v'loy maspik. The word v'tavol teaches that the kohen must dip his finger into the dam in the kli, but he may not collect the blood by wiping his finger on the side of the kli. Badam, shehi badam shir tefillah meikari. The word badam teaches that at the time of Kabbalah, the kli must contain enough blood as the shir of tefillah etzbayi to dip his finger into it. But if they first receive less than the shir in each of two kelim and after it combine the two into one kli, and now there is a shir tefillah, the dam is pasul for hazah. min hadam shebe'inyan lemu'uti shirayim shebe'etzba. The words min hadam teach that for each hazah, the kohen must again dip his finger into the kli, and he may not do hazah with the leftover blood on his finger from a previous hazah. Similarly, regarding the seven hazahs of the dam paradum, the braisa states, gamam lahazis mikaneach yadav begufe shel par. After the kohen completes all the hazahs, he wipes the leftover blood onto the paraduma because the dam must be burned with the paraduma. And loy gomar mikaneach etzboi besfas mizrik. Between each hazah, he wipes the leftover blood onto the edge of the kli because shirayim shebe'etzba psulon.